President Trump intends to nominate Patrick Shanahan to be his next defense secretary. Shanahan has held the job in an acting capacity since Jim Mattis resigned back in December. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, Shanahan will be far different than Mattis, less involved in policy decisions, less a thorn in Trump's side, and more focused on shaping the military to face threats from China and Russia.
When Shanahan first came to the Pentagon 2 years ago, he called Mattis a master strategist with wide experience in military and foreign policy. For his part, Shanahan said he would play to his own strengths.
I bring strong execution skills with a background in technology development and business management.
The former engineer spent nearly his entire adult life at the Boeing Company building airplanes. Now he'll be the principal military advisor to President Trump, overseeing more than a million active duty service members, ongoing military operations, and any crisis that may pop up.
That's a huge change. I'm not sure that he's actually felt the full weight of that quite yet.
Dave Barno is a retired Army general and defense analyst.
He's certainly going to be close to President Trump. He's going to have Trump's confidence, but he's also going to have to find a way to stand for something for the Defense Department, and you know there's going to have to be some red lines that he won't cross.
At this point, there's no indication of any red lines for Shanahan. Mattis resigned over Trump's decision to remove all U.S. troops from Syria, a move the top general in the region said he would not have recommended. For his part, Shanahan has been silent on the issue, even though that policy has now changed and some U.S. forces will remain. Some analysts believe that Shanahan will continue playing to his strengths, technology development and business management side of the Pentagon, keeping an eye on projects and weapon systems, and finding ways to counter a resurgence in China and Russia. That makes sense to retired Army General Jack Keane.
Russia and China have caught up to the technological advantage that we had in most areas, and in certain areas have gone past us.
Like China and Russia's focus on everything from hypersonic missiles and cyber attacks to space operations and anti-submarine warfare.
There's not a real appreciation for what that would mean if we had to fight a war with either one of them today.
But if Shanahan is more focused on Pentagon programs, he will likely cede policy decisions, everything from North Korea to Iran, to the more hawkish members of the administration. Retired Admiral Jim Stavridis, in an email to NPR, said Shanahan's nomination will mean Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton will be what he calls the drivers of international security decisions. General Barno agrees.
Bolton and Pompeo have very strong views, and they have the president's ear on these issues, and I think their voices are going to carry a tremendous amount of weight in the debates at the White House, perhaps more than Shanahan's will.
Defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon says Shanahan has been under Mattis's wing, learning about the geostrategic issues of the day. But what concerns O'Hanlon is a possibility of a new and more dangerous challenge under Shanahan's watch, something far more dire than the Islamic State and involving North Korea, China, or Russia.
A new threat to South Korea or to Taiwan or to Estonia or Latvia or Poland. The kind of thing that Russia or China could decide to do if they got more reckless, less risk-averse. And so far, the rubber hasn't really hit the road on a new crisis, but it could.
And with the steadying voice of Jim Mattis gone, says O'Hanlon, what's left is a team a little less tested by issues of war and peace. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.